We want to be honest about what the problems are. We want to know what our enemy's doing.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Scott Murray, editor of the new book, The Gates of Hell, Confessing Christ in a Hostile World.
But on the other hand, this is no time for despair. Well, why? Because Christ himself, the Lord of the church, promises that the gates of hell shall not prevail against her.
Learn more about the gates of hell at issuesetc.org.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I'm having an affair with my boss. It's tearing me apart.
Ding dong.
February 26th.
I've decided to live my life strictly according to the Bible.
A divine comedy.
You boys ever read the Bible?
What is going on here?
I was just telling these kids that they're all going to hell. Is that illegal?
That puts the fun in Fundamentalist.
You're still living by the Bible?
I know thou shalt not kill, but
I am killing it, baby.
The series premiere of Living Biblically, Monday, February 26th.
That's the trailer for the new TV series from CBS, Living Biblically. It's not the only attempt recently for the sitcom universe to at least incorporate, if not kind of build a premise around, something having to do with religion or Christianity. Of course, it's often the fodder of sitcom comedy, usually treated very gently, usually treated with some, well, maybe a lingering sense of affection towards these things. After all, sitcoms are supposed to be funny. You don't really want to offend people. What about the latest primetime religious-themed comedy, Living Biblically? Greetings, welcome to Issues Etc. Live on this Wednesday afternoon, February the 28th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be reviewing that TV series, Living Biblically. Pastor Ted Geese will join us here in the first half hour or so of the program. A little bit later, we'll be going through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line, responding to much of your response as we can. Pastor Brian Wolf-Miller joins us for hour two of the program. We're going to be talking with him about Ruth in our series, Introducing the Books of the Bible. Feel free to join us with questions or comments. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our listener comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to review the new TV series, Living Biblically and Religious-Themed Comedy, Pastor Ted Geese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and he taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
So often, although it can be found here and there in even some of the most successful sitcoms, I'm thinking about Big Bang Theory, has kind of a regular running joke about the religious upbringing of one of its characters, but often it's just simply ignored for the sake of jokes with a better premise or something like that. How would you respond to someone who says, look, at least they're paying attention to religion or Christianity. That can't be a bad thing. How would you respond?
Well, they may have a point with that. I think the big question that you always have to ask yourself with shows like this, and anybody who might be listening to this, you know, as we're talking about it and may have seen that opening pilot episode and may watch it for a little bit or maybe all the way through, you have to ask yourself along the way, the show that you're watching, is it laughing with you or is it laughing at you when it comes to your Christian faith? I think that's your best rule of thumb when it comes to things like this.
So it's a situation comedy. What kind of situation comedy is it?
It's, you know what, I didn't really know much about this leading into it. Like I didn't, you know, hadn't been following its development or anything. So I was kind of surprised that it is a very traditional situation comedy. So for instance, there's more modern situational comedies like Modern Family, for instance, or The Middle, or even a couple years ago, Malcolm in the Middle, where they have more than one camera and they use like more real locations, like actual houses and things. And you know, there's more to it than your standard kind of traditional WKRP in Cincinnati Cheers, The Big Bang Theory kind of style of setup for it, just like the actual way it's put together. So this is that, you know, very classic style, single camera, couple main locations, and then bouncing back and forth between those locations, kind of style of show. So, you know, it has like the workplace, the home life, the, you know, bar or someplace that people gather together, a common kind of spot sort of thing. So you can think Drew Carey Show, Murphy Brown, Frasier, things like that. That's what you're really getting out of a show like this, just in terms of its technical end of things. And, you know, that's what I was a little surprised. I thought maybe it would take on that kind of newer style of doing it, you know, like what you find in something like Modern Family or The Middle or something like that. But I guess that those ones probably cost a bit more to do than one that's much more locked down and on set.
What's the premise of this sitcom?
The premise is that you have this guy, Chip Curry, played by J.R. Ferguson, and he's a lapsed Catholic and a newspaper writer. He's a film critic, actually. And he decides to shape up in the spiritual slash religious kind of area of his life after the death of his friend, a guy named Ray, I think, if I remember correctly. And then also he's further motivated by the announcement of his wife, Leslie, played by Lindsay Kraft, that they're going to be having a child, that he's going to be a father. So then that just further motivates him. So basically, it's this adaptation, a sitcom-style adaptation of a nonfiction book by this A.J. Jacobs, where this guy actually did try to live according to the Bible. I think he did it for like a year. I think you guys did a book review of that a while ago. It was like, I think almost like 10 years ago that this book came out. And he wanted to follow it as close as possible. So this is a sitcom version of that guy's book made into a TV show that people... And you know, a sitcom, it's like a 24 minutes and then you add your commercials in kind of a deal.
Ordinarily, when sitcoms take up the issue of religion, it kind of falls into... It's a very interesting way that sitcoms handle Christianity. Usually it's in the form of Roman Catholicism or Christian beliefs. And it's a very much a kid gloves kind of a situation, because you want it to be funny. If people aren't laughing, you're not doing your job. I'm thinking here what I mentioned before about Big Bang Theory, where one of the reoccurring characters, mother of Sheldon, is a deeply religious, traditional Bible Belt kind of Christian. You never feel like she or her beliefs are being made fun of. Does this one pull that off?
More so, yes. I think it's, let's say that the whole thing is playing it pretty safe, which is not necessarily a bad thing. You're talking about Laurie Metcalf, who is in The Big Bang Theory. She was also on Roseanne years ago. So she has some good sitcom chops, as it were. But yeah, I think that they really do kind of play it fairly safe. Part of playing it safe is to have like a really safe pair of hands working on it. So they have the director, Andy Ackerman, who's working on it. He's the director of the show, and he's known for being a director on Cheers, Seinfeld, WKRP in Cincinnati. So he's got some skill at making a sitcom. So that's why when you're watching it, it feels like a sitcom. It has all the sitcom beats. But on top of that, they are not... It's not mean-spirited. It's not coming across mean-spirited. There are a couple red flags in there, so I don't know where it's going to wind up. Like, I don't know. Maybe you watch 6 or 7 episodes and go, okay, now I'm out. I don't know. But, you know, the red flags, there are some actresses and stuff that I was surprised to see in the cast. Like, they're pretty, like, for television, they're kind of a bigger name people to be in something like this. So it seems like CBS is really banking on this being an actual... like hit, like it's not full of buddies. Like there are some folks in it. They've got the safe hands holding on to it. They've got some, you know, larger name actors in it, and it's really sticking to formula.
Sitcoms are often kind of running afoul of Christianity. I wonder what you think about this, just in kind of terms of the lifestyles they often portray. You had mentioned Friends. This is just a show where people just kind of sleep with one another with impunity. It's not even really considered morally questionable. It's considered entirely expected. And that was, well, we're going on 20 years ago. That was what was being portrayed there. Are sitcoms unintentionally taking on religion when they portray that kind of stuff that runs afoul of Christian ethics and morality?
Well, this is kind of interesting because this this first episode of it, the focus of the episode is really on the sixth commandment. So it's adultery is a big theme in the particular episode. So it's kind of like, I guess, the B plot, because they're trying to establish who this guy is, what he's up to, why he's trying to do this. And they have this plot device where they have a priest. He's like in the confession booth talking to the priest, and the priest is, even in the trailer, you heard him kind of like laughing, and you're like, you can't do this 100%. So, you know, you have that, but you have a coworker, another guy who works at the newspaper, and the guy that works at the newspaper is having an affair. And that's part of the story. So if you remember that book from 10 years ago, well, you know, in the Old Testament, in Leviticus, it says, you know, that the adulterer needs to be stoned. So do I have to do that in order to follow the whole of the Bible, which is not a premise that we would, you know, as Lutherans would go into in the way that this guy tackles it. But do I have to do that? So that's part of the question of this. And it kind of plays out in a peculiar, well, I thought an interesting way, in that he was left in a moral quandary because he knew that the coworker was having this affair. His wife and the coworker's wife were friends. So do I tell my wife that this is going on because I know that it's going on? So that was one question that was kind of interesting that he had to deal with. And then once they were both in a public place together, a restaurant, and he was with his wife, and then this coworker was with the person they were having the affair with, then, like, do I go over and confront him or not? And the wife wanted to confront the guy, so they went over there and they had this moment. So this is kind of an interesting thing. So it is dealing with, you know, this kind of situation comedy thing, but it's dealing with a kind of serious thing. So, you know, there's a planter there. All of a sudden he has a stone in his hand. What's he going to do? And he does throw the stone at the adulterer, but he throws it at his friend, the coworker from work, and hits that guy. And then you think, well, what's going to happen with that? The next day the guy comes to work and he's like, he says, listen, I'm sorry. I talked to my wife. Everything's all, we're working on this together. Thank you. But I am a little angry about, and he's got a big goose egg on his forehead, right? So I don't know. That I thought was a little interesting how they dealt with it.
Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. We're talking about the new TV series, Living Biblically. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts, pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. And he taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. When we come back, does this new sitcom deal with the substance of Christianity, namely the gospel and Jesus? And do the characters actually go to church? We'll be right back.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During February, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Family Shield Ministries. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU. Good for you. Good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Scientism is not science. It's a dangerous and self-refuting philosophy that fixates on means but ignores wisdom.
Dr. Angus Manoj of the Evangelical Philosophical Society talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And it leads to the abolition of man as man is reduced to a material object. It's used as a weapon by atheists and skeptics to attack religion as a source of knowledge. It begins with Bacon's dictum, knowledge is power. but it overlooks the way in which power corrupts.
You can meet and hear Dr. Angus Manoogian making the case against scientism at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th, 15 miles east of St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois. You'll find a list of speakers, topics, and registration information at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 8th and 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about the new CBS television series sitcom called Living Biblically. Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. Ted, does it deal in any substantive way with the central teaching of Christianity? It's one thing to talk about kind of the Old Testament laws and this guy's attempt to live according to the Bible in that sense, but does it deal with the substance of Christianity?
Not as of yet. There's not a whole lot of Jesus in this episode of it. And now, of course, it's, I don't know, there's 10 or so episodes already finished in the can for it. So I'm sure eventually they're going to get around to that. I mean, there was, like, Jesus is in there a little bit, but right now it's at a fairly glib kind of level. Like, there's a point where he comes in to the office at the newspaper with donuts. He never brings donuts. And this time he brought donuts because now he's being a good guy, right? And he comes in wearing his new clothing, which is not, you know, two different kinds of fabric. Now he's like all cotton or whatever. He comes in and, you know, strikes a pose with the donuts. And what kind of pose might he be striking? So that's, you know, in fairly poor taste. And that's about as much Jesus as I can remember from the episode. So glib, poor taste in that department. So will it get where it's going? Like, or will it get where it could go? I hope it will. As he kind of discovers just how much more difficult it is to do this than he thinks it is. The priest that he talks to at the beginning kind of talks about, well, you know, you want to do it generally, like living by the Bible. You want to try to do this in a general fashion because you can't do it by the letter of the law. Like, you can't do every single thing to all of its extent. But what the priest didn't then say was, there is only one person who did that. So there were places where it could have been right there in the show, but it didn't quite get there, which is unfortunate.
Is the life of the church, I mean, you had mentioned kind of the confessional, there's this, it's a little kind of a transitional device that they're using there, it sounds like, but is the life of the church portrayed in any substantive way?
You know, not really. I mean, at one point when this all comes up, his wife says, you know, well, maybe why don't you try going to church before you start doing this? You know, start with that. And he doesn't really jump into that idea. So he'd rather just try to do it on his own. Well, that's not going to work out so good. So the life of the church, how does it show up? Well, he does go to confession. He does have a priest now, like Ian Gomez plays Father Gene, who is his priest, his go-to guy. In fact, I think the wife kind of has a joke where she says that because her husband's a lapsed Catholic, she looked at his Catholicism in the same sort of way as, you know, she looks at Olive Garden being Italian cooking, kind of a deal. So, you know, like they address the fact that he's not regularly going to church. There's also a rabbi character in it. So David Krumholtz plays the rabbi. He's been in The Good Wife and in, you know, TV shows like Numbers, like from a while back. So there's literally a scene where they're in a bar. So there's a priest and a rabbi in a bar, and this guy walks in to ask them a question. Like, so that's all in this first episode. So there's the life of the church, you get the confessional booth, you get some conversation about church. Also, there is kind of like a wake for the funeral of the guy who died, where, you know, he has interactions with the deceased's mother, played by June Squibb, who's a character actor. She was in the film Nebraska that we had in 2013 that we had reviewed here on Issues, etc. So you get a little bit of kind of tangential church-related stuff, but the full-on, you know, church life kind of thing, it's he's circling around the outside of it.
Is this, to your knowledge, kind of the first time this has been? I know there have been sitcoms that have featured, say, preachers, pastors and things like that. But largely that was just kind of a premise for getting into the home and you know, cracking wise with the kids and the wife or something like that.
Yeah, there was one with Dan Aykroyd in it, I think, where he was an Episcopal priest or something. Like, I do remember a couple of these kinds of shows in the past.
What do you think the appeal, or who is the intended audience here?
I don't know. Like, let's just imagine that the intended audience is quote-unquote middle America. You know, maybe quote-unquote evangelicals. You know, I realize those terms are kind of loaded sometimes, but think of a TV show like Will and Grace. Well, what's the audience for Will and Grace? It's probably not middle America, although probably lots of people in middle America watched it, right? So the other thing that companies like CBS and ABC and all of these different ones, Fox, are struggling with is declining viewership. So maybe they are hoping that a TV show like this that actually isn't overtly mean-spirited might actually draw in a demographic that they don't currently have, or one that they could broaden.
Usually you can't, I mean, no one, if people could really tell whether something has staying power, they'd all be paid very well in Hollywood. You know, these stories get pitched all the time, and pilots get made, and even they get green-lighted all the time. And then after a half of a season, everybody kind of knows that it's circling the drain. What are your expectations for Living Biblically?
I don't really know. I mean, you know, it'll probably run its course for this year. If it has, like, good numbers, I mean, like, good numbers for the main kind of telecommunications companies now is like, even like 3 million people viewing a show is like quote unquote good numbers. I mean, a destination or like appointment television, that's like way, way, way gone. So if it's getting like 3 million viewers, that's huge. And that doesn't seem like a lot because there's like 330 some odd million Americans as far as I know. If it actually plays well with Christians and Christians are laughing along with it and don't feel as though they're being laughed at, then maybe it sticks around for a while. If it starts to get to be like, no, they're making fun of us, then if the audience is actually intended to be Christians or people who are, you know, would be interested in that, if they start to feel like they're gonna being laughed at, they'll just stop watching it. And then that'll be the end of the show.
Finally, then, what's your best pastoral advice for lay people who are considering tuning into Living Biblically?
Be careful. I don't know. Like, it's a comedy. Watch it. See if you like it. If it's really bothering your sensibilities, if you feel like you don't want to invest time to see where it goes, then, you know, just check out and don't watch it. There was one spot where they had quoted a Bible passage, I think, and then I grabbed my Bible and flipped open and looked, and I don't see how it made where the connection was, so I don't know if they just misquoted it or something, or maybe I misheard it, I don't know. But like, if they do that, if they do bring up scriptural things, maybe take a moment and, you know, crack your Bible and look at the thing that they brought up. That would be some additional advice for any viewers.
Is it funny?
It's pretty much run-of-the-mill for this kind of sitcom. So is it funny? There were a couple mild chuckles. Like, I didn't fall off my chair or anything. So, but, you know, I don't really fall down laughing at Big Bang Theory either. So I don't know. How many times have you watched sitcoms and really busted a gut? Like, It doesn't happen too much, I don't think. It, you know, like, occasionally, you know, you'll get a good laugh. I'm, you know, being that this is a single episode, I guess we'll see where it goes.
Pastor Ted Geese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He is pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, a Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with you, our listeners, going through your email to us, listener email, and your comments on the Issues Etc. comment line, that email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8382. We'll be right back.
"40 Years Greatly Blessed" is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
We have a special offer for first-time donors to Issues Etc. For any size gift during the months of January and February, we'll send you an autographed copy of Pastor Will Wheaton's new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. Make your first-time contribution online at issuesetc.org or send your check to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, and we'll send you an autographed copy of Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey.
The congregation at Lake George Lutheran Chapel is a proud supporter of Issues Etc. We are located on the western shore of Lake George. With the lake in view, Jesus still teaches from the boat of his church, and the people sit, listen, and are fed by Christ himself through his holy ministry and instituted means of grace. Every Sunday, 9 a.m., set your course to 1540 West 800 North, Fremont, Indiana. Like us on Facebook at Lake George Lutheran and find out more at lakegeorgelutheran.org.
Did you make a New Year's resolution to get in shape this year? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness at Edwardsville. You could even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness can help you keep your New Year's resolution. Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. Performancefitness618.com.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship.